朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
姊妹，我们要记得一件事情，神的能力是一个拯救人的能力。
We must understand that when we talk about the power of God, it's the power for salvation.
所以这个叫做福音，这个叫做好消息。
That's why it is called the gospel, the good news.
刚才洪荣忠弟兄带我们读这个罗马书十章第九节第十节。
We have just read the, chapter 10, verse 9.
保罗在这里提到得救的条件。
Paul here mentioned the prerequisites for being saved.
请注意好，在得救在保罗的观念里面，在保罗的思想里面，是一个非常非常深的一个字。
We must understand that in the minds of Paul, salvation bears a lot of deep meaning.
事实上，罗马书这一卷书就是保罗的救赎论的一卷书。
As a matter of fact, the book of Romans is Paul's own perspective on salvation.
这个 salvation 在神学上，它取了一个名字叫 soteriology， 就是说是一个得拯救的这样的一个救赎的一个整理。
Paul gave it a name. The name is soteriology, which implies a system where of salvation.
这个得救是什么意思？
What is meant by salvation?
我们中国人说，我们痛极呼娘，穷极呼天，还有我们就遇到一些需要的时候，我们会有一些从心里面呼喊出来需要拯救的这样一个呼声。
Not just the Chinese, but I think everyone would agree that there comes a time when we need just about anything to save us from certain circumstances.
在罗马书保罗提到的得救，不是那种很简单很肤浅，而是那种心灵深处人类的困境所带出来的那样的一个需要。
Here Paul is not merely talking about a very superficial kind of improvement of human condition, but rather he's talking about from the depth of our hearts a yearning need.
人需要被拯救，因为人活在难处、困境和这样的需要里面。
Man needs to be saved because he is in such a difficulty.
你看啊，路加福音十九章，路加讲过这样一句话，他说：“人子来，耶稣来，是为要寻找拯救世上的人。”
In Luke chapter 19, we're further reminded that the Son of Man has come to save and seek the lost.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得一件事情：路加一辈子受保罗的影响很深。
We must keep in mind when we read Luke that Luke is very much influenced by Paul throughout his life.
好像马可受彼得的影响一样。
Just as Mark was much influenced by Peter.
所以有人说路加福音可以给他另外一个名字叫做保罗福音。
So some people have suggested that the Gospel of Luke could also be called the Gospel of Paul.
马可福音可以用另外一个名字叫做彼得福音。
And Gospel of Mark...as well could be called the Gospel of Peter.
所以他提到耶稣来，我要寻找拯救世上。他的拯救的观念是受保罗的影响很大。
So when Luke talks about the Son of Man coming to save and seek the lost, he is talking about the same kind of salvation that Paul talks about here.
弟兄姊妹，保罗真正提到得救的时候的那种感受，是从哪里可以让我们很深的感受到
？And where can we experience this feeling of salvation that Paul talks about here?
因为他提醒我们，人的问题不是在外面，是我们今天外面有许多的问题，但是他归根究底提到人的问题是在人的本身。
Paul is not so much talking about the surfacial problems of man as he is talking about the deep roots in the heart of man.
所以他在罗马书第七章十八节说：“我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。”他发现那战场不是在外面，那战场是在里面。
So when Paul talks about how he is able to affirm his faith, but not being able to do it, he's talking about not a battle of outward, but a battle inside.
我记得尼克森总统曾经说过一句话。
I remember former President Nixon once said this.
在一次太空计划成功以后，他发表了这样一个演说。
After a certain success from a space mission, he said the following words.
他说今天人类在征服外太空已经可以算往成功的路上迈进。
This while mankind seems to be on the road of success in terms of space exploration, outer space exploration.
对，他说有一个失败。 有一个还没有成功的东西 ，outer space 是成功了 ，inner space 是彻底的失败了。
As while the quest for outer space conquest is seems to be successful, our battle for inner space seems to be a total failure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，今天真正的问题不错，我们看见外面有许多的问题，而真正的问题是在我们本身。
It is true that we see a lot of problems on the outward perspective, but the real problems lies in each one of us.
我这些年来常常在想一句中国的一句话。
I've often thought of a Chinese adage throughout these years.
我们说江山易改，本性难移，对不对？
Which can also be paralleled by an English proverb which goes, can a leopard change his spots?
其实这句话不是 English proverb, 其实这句话是在旧约圣经里面。
Right.
旧约圣经里面有句话说，这个豹怎么能够改斑点呢？啊，我们常常说这是不可能的事情。
We often say it's impossible.
但是弟兄姊妹，当一个基督徒说不可能的时候
，Yet when someone says something is impossible, dear brothers and sisters,
我们就直接的向着罗马书一章十六节提出挑战。
We offer a direct challenge.
因为保罗说可能
，Because Paul says it is possible.
我们说不可能
，And yet we say it's not possible.
我们不只在知识上知道这是不可能，我们在经验上我们也觉得不可能。
It is not so much that we experience the impossibility through knowledge, but more in terms of our experience.
当我在准备这篇信息的时候
，When I was preparing the sermon,
过去六次的讲这个整理里面
，throughout the last six times of sermon,
弟兄姊妹，一个最深的一个挑战在我心里面就是这句话。
I have compiled this phrase, which has formed a very deep challenge in my heart.
很可惜，很悲惨的呢，就是说你长得越老，你在地上活得越久，你就越承认这句话是对。
Regrettably, as one lives longer on earth, one more firmly believes in this verse.
你越跟人接触，越有丰富的人际关系的经验，你就见证这句话。哎呀，要改人不可能的啦，李牧师，你早一点放弃了吧。
And the more richly one has in terms of interpersonal relationship, one is more likely to conclude that it is impossible to change human nature.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，今天我要跟弟兄姊妹一起彼此勉励，提出挑战的是什么呢？
In other words, what am I trying to say this morning that I lay a challenge down in front of you?
从你我信耶稣开始，一直到今天。
From the day that you and I became Christians until today,
江山改不改我不知道，你的本性有没有移过
？I could care not so much that the leopard changes spot as whether you and I have changed our nature.
你说有改变啊、
and you said yes, we have changed.
那么怎么个移呢？我是越来越糟糕。
And I ask you how have you changed? You say well, changed for the worse.
换句话说，我越来越发现江山可以改，本性绝对难移。
And I found more and more how a leopard could change his spot more easily, as a matter of fact, than one can change his nature.
弟兄姊妹，这跟神的话违背。
Brothers and sisters, this is in direct contrary argument.
今天我们不用神的话来造别人，我们用神的话来造自己。
Let us take not the scripture this morning to look at other people, but take it as mirror.In front of ourselves.
有些弟兄姊妹知道，最近我忙累到一个地步呢，现在开始看一些比较轻松的一些书。
Recently, I've been undertaking to read some light reading in my pastime.
我不知道怎么翻译。我最近在看《水浒传》。
I've been reading some Chinese science fiction.
下面那个是 science fiction， 我以后想要看看《封神榜》。你知道《封神榜》里面有一样东西啊，叫做照妖镜。
Oh boy，
那个镜子可以把你的样子照出来。
Okay, well, there, in the ancient Chinese literature, there's supposedly a mirror, a mystical mirror that one could suppose reveal another person's true nature in the mirror.
我们基督徒做的越久，我们越容易用镜子来照别人。
The longer we become Christians, the easier it is for us to.Face the mirror toward someone else.
一照就照出这人是什么变的。
And is easier for us to really judge what other person has become or has not become.
弟兄姊妹，固然神的话可以成为传福音的利器，传福音的工具。
It is true, while God's words can be a very powerful weapon
当我们传福音的时候，我们让人家看见，借着神的话，认识他的本相，认识他的需要。
And it is true that we can use this gospel to reflect what our subject of gospel preaching.
但是弟兄姊妹，到底神的话是首先要照我们。
But first, this mirror will have to be turned to ourselves.
你们有没有看过？有没有参加过一种游戏？
I wonder if you have undertaken this game.
大家围在一起
we'll form a circle.
那么中间放一个纸盒
and there's a paper box in the middle of the circle.
那么大家轮流来看这纸盒里面的东西
and each would take turn to look at what the contents of the box.
他们说我们要给你们看全世界最丑陋的东西
and the direction is to allow each person to look at the ugliest thing in the world.
每一个人看完就大笑回座。
And each person takes a look at it, guffaws, and
因为在那个盒子里面放了一面镜子
because there's a mirror lying on the bottom of that paper box.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这样的一个信息讲了六次
I have preached this message 6 times.
不要用这样的信息拿去做照妖镜，我们求主把这样的镜子来照我们自己。
I pray that the Lord would take this mirror and have our own reflections in it, and not someone else's.
今天我们相不相信，弟兄姊妹，先说我们相不相信，神可以用他的大能来让我们的本性能够改变。
The first problem is whether we believe that God can indeed change the nature.
这个就叫做福音。
This is gospel.
保罗叫做得救，约翰把它叫做重生。
While Paul says it is salvation, John parallels it to being born again.
上个礼拜我们讲到尼哥底母那个地下信徒。
Last time we mentioned the underground believer Nicodemus.
那么他来找耶稣是晚上来找。
He came to Jesus during the night.
在约翰福音三章第二节，他见到耶稣，他就说了一句很出名的话。
He came to Jesus and during the night and said probably one of the most famous sentences.
弟兄姊妹，请注意，他所说的话里面分两个重点。
Please notice that he.Place two focuses in what he said.
他说拉比我们知道你是从神那里来做师父的
Says Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
因为你所行的神迹如果没有神同在没有人能行
For no one can perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with
you. 这句话我们都很熟
We're all very familiar with it.
但是尼哥底母所给我们看到的是两个重点
Yet Nicodemus showed us two points that he was
trying. Rabbi 就是老师，就是夫子，就是先生的意思。
Rabbi, also known as teacher, educator, instructor.
Rabbi, 你从神那里来做师父的。
Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
尼哥底母提到一样事情，就是教育。
Nicodemus was trying to say the word education.
你是来做师父的。
Yes, you are a teacher from God.
然后他说你所行的神迹。
And he goes on to say, for no one can perform the miraculous signs.
如果没有神与你同在，这是不可能的。
No one can perform these signs if God were not with him.
他所指的是什么呢？
What was he saying?
他指的是宗教。
He was saying the word religion.
所以尼哥底母来到耶稣面前，他说有两样事情我知道你来是要做的，一个是教育，一个是宗教。
In a sense, he came to Jesus and said, I know why you came from God. You're trying to educateAnd you're trying to convert people into your religion.
但是第三节耶稣怎么回答他
But notice how Jesus answered him.
我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Verse 3 says, In reply, Jesus declares, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
尼哥底母代表今天全世界许许多多的道德家，他所强调的是教育能够改变人。宗教能够改变人。
Nicodemus represents the moralist in this world today, and who said that education and religious reforms can indeed change
it. 主耶稣没有说教育不好，没有说宗教不需要。
True, Jesus did not say that education is not important, that religious reforms is not important.
但是他强调的说，我实实在在的告诉你要重生。
Yet, he says.Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom.
因为主耶稣在第三章第二节和第三节约翰福音里面告诉我们说，今天人不是靠改造，人乃是靠新造。
In verse 2 and 3 of Gospel of John, in chapter 3, Jesus is saying that today man does not need an old improvement, but a new creation.
今天我们用许多个人的努力、方法、教育、宗教，希望能够改变我们自己。怪不得江山易改，本性永远难移。
It is no wonder that it's hard for a man to change his nature when all we're trying to do is merely improve on the old religious, political, educational systems.
旧约传道书告诉我们说，你知识越多，你越容易做坏事。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about the more knowledge you have,the more inclined you're to do evil.
小聪明做小坏蛋，大聪明做大坏蛋。
A little cleverness leads to a little evil, but a larger knowledge of evil leads to worse things.
今天这个世界出大乱子，不是那些小聪明的人做出来，不是那些小教育的人做出来，乃是那些受过高等教育的人做出来。
The fact that today the world has gone very wrong is not due to the very small, insignificant, but clever people,but due to the very evil, but yet very knowledgeable people.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思，不是说教育不重要。
Please do not understand me, because I do not say that education is not important.
教育有它的贡献，有它正面的价值。
Education has its positive values and positive contributions.
但是保罗提醒我们，主耶稣提醒我们，要重生，要生命的改变。
Yet Paul reminds us, we must be born again, we must be substantially transformed.
宗教也是如此。
Same with religion.
今天很多时候我们得了许多的宗教的一些熏陶，但是我们的生命可能没有改变。
While we have been indulged in a lot of religious doctrines, we may indeed have not been saved at all in our nature.
所以保罗写罗马书。
That's why Paul wrote the book of Romans.
罗马书我们很粗略的可以把它分成两个大段落。
And on a very perfunctory glance, we could divide the book of Romans roughly into two parts.
第一章到第五章一个大段落。
Chapters 1 through 5 is one section.
第六章到十六章另外一个段落。
And chapter 6 through 16 is another section.
第一章到第五章我们用一个保罗所发明的神学名词来代表。
From chapters 1 through 5, we can substitute that with a word that Paul has invented into theology.
从十六节六章到十六章我们可以用保罗所发明的另外一个字来代表。
And just as well, we can use another word that Paul invents,to substitute chapters 6 through 16.
一章到第五章他所用的那个字在英文叫做 justification, 称义。
In chapters 1 through 5, we can use the word justification.
从第六章到十六章用另外一个保罗所用的字就是 sanctification, 成圣来做代表。
And from chapters 6 through 16, we can use the word sanctification.
Justification, 称义是一个点。
Justification, we can represent it by a point.
Sanctification, 成圣可以用一条线来代表。
While sanctification, we can best represent it by a line, which originates from the point.
称义是一个静态，成圣是个动态。
While justification is a very stationary phase, sanctification is a motionary or a very moving phase.
这两样东西都包含在保罗的得救观的里面。
And these two aspects are included in Paul's soteriology.
而这两个 soteriology 的内涵就是保罗在这里说上帝拯救人的大能。
And in one essence, Paul includes these two soteriologies in the sentence that it is the power of God to save.
一个我把它叫做生命的改变。
On one aspect, I would call it the transformation of life.
另外一个我把它叫做生命的成长。
And in another aspect, I would call it the growth of life.
所以当我们讲到神的拯救的时候，弟兄姊妹，今天早上我去跟弟兄姊妹一起分享，是比较严肃，也许比较不容易马上明白清楚的一个道理。
Perhaps this morning the message is not so easily understood.
但是非常重要。
But it is very important.
我们今天以福音为耻或者不以福音为耻的原因症结在哪里？
This morning I seek to expose the cause whether or not we feel ashamed.
你我在生命那个点的改变上，在称义的那个经历上，我们没有。
And for some of us, we have not experienced at the point of justification where we have been saved.
我们有宗教，我们有属灵的教育，但是没有真正生命的改变。
We may have education and we may have even religious reforms, but we do not have, for some of us.
当然，就到了一个地步，我们就会以福音为耻。
and to such a point where we can feel that we're ashamed of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们受过洗。
For a lot of us, we have undergone baptism.
我们参加聚会。
And we attend the meeting.
在教会工作，我们参与。
And we serve in the church.
这些都很重要。
These are all important.
有一件非常非常最重要的事情，你跟主的关系怎么样？
But your relationship with the Lord is of utmost importance.
Are you saved? 当人家问你得救了吗？我们的回答是什么？
What is our response when someone asks us, are you saved?
你得救了吗？
Are you saved?
当你得救以后，你的生命有改变，你的地位有不同。
When you're saved, your position changes and your nature changes.
但是那不是就完了。接下来我们要看见我们有没有过成圣的生活。
Yet that is not all of the story because we see a period of growth that we have to undertake.
我们不怕进步的慢，我们只怕我们没有进步。
We do not fear slow progress, we fear no progress.
弟兄姊妹，我深信是人的本性是会改变。
I sincerely and deeply believe that the nature of man can be changed.
三十几年，我有很明显、很切身的、很主观的这样的经历。
I can say so because I have experienced it throughout the 30 years.
我信仰的改变是非常明显，是一个生命的一个经历。
It is very clearly a change of nature and change of life.
我不只是不以福音为耻。因着主观在这一方面的经历，我常常以福音为荣。
And not only do I feel not ashamed of the gospel, but in a lot of circumstances, I feel proud of the gospel.
原谅我说，如果一个人真的有这种生命的改变，他会付出所有的代价，
出去做传福音的工作。
这是我深信。
Forgive me for saying this, but if a person really has undergone such a dramatic change,that he will undoubtedly abandon everything for the sake of ministry and for the sake of mission.
最近我常常听见年轻人他们有一些很感人的见证。
I have heard many touching and moving stories from the young people.
有的时候我们做父母亲的有一点担心。
A lot of times, you parents seem to be very much worried.
Not you parents,
we parents.
We well, 如果神呼召我的儿女怎么办？
What happens or what would I do if God calls my children into mission?
你自己在信仰上。没有好好的过关，你看见你的儿女在信仰过关，你还来怕这件事情？弟兄姊妹，先把镜子照照自己吧。
For those of us who are afraid of our children going to missions, yet at the same time not grounded and deeply rooted in the faith, I suggest that we turn the mirror back onto ourselves.
因为这福音本是神的大能。
Because this gospel is the power of God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。